Come and join me, he said, patting his thigh.
Which of us shall join you?
Jeanette asked. Both of you, Kit replied magnanimously. The two women giggled before fluttering over to where he sprawled. Bijou perched on his outstretched leg, while Jeanette snuggled beneath his arm. They were silky and fragrant and lively, precisely what Kit wanted. Bijou's fingers trailed up his torso and dipped beneath the neckline of his open shirt. Agreeable curls of pleasure blossomed on his skin, wherever she touched.
I thought earls weren't supposed to have muscles, she said with a playful pout.
His lordship was a soldier,
Jeanette noted, her fingers toying with his hair. He had to become very hard, you know. I'm much harder in peacetime. Kit grinned lazily as the two women twittered.
Shall we put that to the test?
Jeanette nipped at his earlobe. Before he could answer, a smart rap sounded at the parlor door. He frowned. His staff knew not to bother him when he entertained. Go away, he called. Yet the door opened anyway, and his butler's apologetic face appeared. The servant didn't so much as glance at the two opera dancers draped over Kit.
Apologies, my lord. I told the gentleman you weren't to be disturbed, but he insisted you had an appointment.
He held up a calling card. Kit disentangled himself from Jeanette and motioned for the butler to approach. Taking the card from the servant, he glanced at the name. Herbert K. Flowers, Esquire, the Law Offices of Corrin and Flowers, Lincoln's Inn Fields.
Damn,
Kit swore softly. He had a vague recollection of a letter from Flowers, requesting to meet at Kit's earliest convenience, as the solicitor had a matter of some urgency to discuss.
Send him in. Yes, my lord.
The butler bowed before hurrying away. Bijou plucked the card from Kit's hand and squinted at the writing.
What's this mean?
It means that this Mr. Flowers deals with tedious and exhausting matters all day,
he answered. She made a face.
How horrid.
Exactly.
Surely whatever this Flowers wanted, it would be dull and require the kind of serious, thoughtful consideration Kit avoided as much as possible. Another knock sounded at the door, and after receiving Kit's permission to enter, the butler stepped inside.
Mr. Herbert Flowers, Esquire, the butler intoned.
A hale, middle-aged man in well-tailored clothing entered the room, carrying a leather portfolio.
My lord, thank you for...
Flowers' steps slowed, and his polite smile flickered as his gaze fell on Jeanette and Bijou. Face reddening, he coughed into his fist.
Forgive me, my lord, but it would perhaps be best if we conducted our meeting in private. The concerns are of a delicate and confidential manner.
Kit sighed. He did not, however, sit up.
Ladies, if you would be so kind as to await me upstairs.
The women swayed to their feet and ambled past the solicitor, trailing perfume and laughter as they exited the chamber. Kit waved Flowers toward a nearby chair.
Care for a drink? I might be able to cajole the cook into preparing something edible. Your consideration is appreciated, my lord, the solicitor said quickly. But once we conclude our business, I am bound for home, where my wife and supper await me. I suppose you could eat both,
Kit offered after taking a sip of wine,
or take all of them to bed.
Flowers' cheeks blazed.
Ah, well, yes,
he cleared his throat. Perhaps we might address the matter at hand. Smoothing a hand down his waistcoat, he said with gravity,
I understand you were an intimate of the late Lord Summerby.
A throb of grief squeezed Kit's heart, just hearing the old man's name.
I first met him in Rolisia, in 08.
Flowers' businesslike expression shifted into restrained melancholy. The Marquis had been an esteemed client of my firm for 4 decades. The news of his death was met with considerable sorrow. The solicitor gazed at Kit with sympathy. I imagine that you must also feel distress at the passing of your friend. Kit gave a wry half-smile.
I keep expecting him to show up at my door and demand that I join him at his favourite chop house. He never allowed me to beg off, said my wenching and carousing could wait 2 hours.
Flowers echoed Kit's smile.
A forceful gentleman, Lord Summerby,